Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We finally have a conclusion to Apple versus Epic. Pretty much anyway. Court decision.
Conclusion's a bold statement.
Court decision.
You got to factor in those appeals.
Current court decision. Welcome.
Welcome.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to this episode of, I'm trying to think of like the like monster movie intro.
You know what like randomly popped into my head and I don't know why? Tales from the Crypt.
Oh, the Crypt Keeper.
Yeah, he was the best. This is not Tales from the Crypt.
Speaking of Tales from the Crypt, I have a Funhouse video to show you.
Okay. Tales from the Crypt, also what I call my sex life.
I don't know if that means you have sex with corpses.
That's the
or
mystery.
Or it's just full of cobwebs.
That's the mystery. This he is has the Gamers 2 podcast. I do.
Just be clear about what that means.
Gamers 2 Podcast, your weekly roundup of news and commentary related to the video game industry and anything else that might pique our interest, like, you know, court cases with Apple and Epic.
Which, weirdly enough, has something to do with the gaming industry.
Yeah, tangentially related.
Pretty directly related. The effects are tangentially reaching to everywhere else, but the causation of the case is very much a video game, because Fortnite.
I try to forget that Fortnite is a video game. It's
How
ruined
you...
everything.
Oh, all right then.
What'll do it for me? That's too soon. I was going to jump ahead.
Oh, yeah. You know, save that.
Yeah.
Save that.
Yeah.
Build to that.
Build the anger. Let it flow through you. Peace is a lie.
Oh, BBD just has the greatest meme from an hour ago. Sorry, folks, but we got to do this. I don't know if you've been paying attention to the score for the current game, but it's a terrible time. And then this is the meme that BBD posted.
I saw it last time I looked. They were going back and forth.
Oh, it's like 8-2.
Oh, my God. Why do they...
Nope. We're just not going to talk about it because I don't even want to talk about it. I'm going to get angry.
We're writing this year off. It's gone. It's done. It's not a thing anymore.
Yep. Works for me. Let's call it a day and move on.
In case you want to avoid the terrible Yankees season, might be able to play these new video games.
That's true, and there's a lot of them.
Is there?
I mean, there's a decent amount. There's enough to wet your whistle.
14 team.
Which, as we all know, is more than 13 team.
27 hyphe.
No one knows that reference.
27, 37. What'd you say? 55.
It's such a good... Now you're going to make me watch this 55 video all over again.
Do yourself a favor and Google 55.
Yeah, if you have our same dumb amount of humor, which I actually think we have the best sense of humor.
Yeah, fuck everyone else.
I just think objectively we're correct in humor.
That's fair.
And whenever you don't agree with me, I think you're wrong. Just so fair. new releases starts with number one, Bus Simulator 21 for the PC, PlayStation, and Xbox. Good thing we have steering wheels, Matt. We're driving some buses.
It's not a bad idea. I should really hook up the steering wheel for SnowRunner.
You'd be so mad at yourself. Because you'd be like, all right, I turned it a little bit. Like the amount that you probably turn the steering wheel is probably minimalistic on most of your routes.
Yeah.
Except for like one area. Anyway, number two is Crown Trick for the PS4 and Xbox One. Number three is Fist, which stands for Forged in Shadow Torch for the PlayStation. And number four is Sonic Colors Ultimate for the PC, PlayStation, Xbox, and Switch. I am slurring my words. Let's use some enunciation.
It's like the Cottonmouth thing usually does it for me.
Yeah, it's a little bit of that. Number five, Vampire the Masquerade Blood Hunt for PC. Can you imagine that no one's talking about that? Who would have thought, Matt? Who? Gamers 2 Podcast. That's who.
So terrible looking.
Number six, Struggling. The title of a game and the subtitle of this podcast. Number seven, The Artful Escape for PC and Xbox. Number eight, Terrain of Magical Expertise for the PC. Number nine, A Day Without Me.
There's a joke there somewhere.
There is. I couldn't think of it fast enough without being entirely conceited. For the PlayStation and Xbox. Number 10. Kraken Academy! For the PC.
I just watched the Mixer light
spike. Oh, yeah. Super spiked. The only reason I yelled is because there were two exclamation points in that title.
They asked for it. You got to give it to them.
Exactly. Life is Strange, True Colors for literally everything. Number 12, Lost in Random for everything. Number 13, NBA 2K22 for everything. Number 14, Tales of Arise for the PC, PlayStation, and Xbox. And number 15, WarioWare, Get It Together for the Switch. A lot of weird mixed messages in there. Struggling, A Day Without Me, Get It Together, Fist.
Lost in Random. That should be like the subtitle for my life.
I want evens.
Oh my god. Definitive, strong stance.
I just went through a whole thing and I yelled at one point, so I gotta save the vocal cords.
That's fair. Okay.
I realized I didn't bring a drink. You got a spare?
I do have a spare.
How many bottles do you have with you? Oh, did you leave one from last week?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. That explains it. Is that this one?
Yep.
Was it sitting there the whole time?
Yep.
Oh, that's why I didn't see it then. It wasn't down here. Okay.
No, it was. I hid it on the shelf underneath the light.
Which I never turn on if I'm here.
Right under your nose.
How much other stuff have you hidden in my house? Is your child in my house?
Might be.
Well, not might for much be. Longer. Max has his way.
I hide a dirty diaper in the house every week.
That explains it. You can't smell things anyway, so what do you care?
To start things off,
we are going to be doing so good.
To start things off this week, we have an update from last week's story about Horizon Forbidden West and its lack of PS5 upgrade. Polygon dug up an old interview with Sony's Jim Ryan where he said that four games like Horizon Forbidden West and Spider-Man Miles Morales, the company had, quote, an upgrade path for PS4 users to get the PS5 versions for free, end quote. Sony did end up changing their stance in regards to Horizon Forbidden West and will now be offering a free upgrade. Although Sony did announce that going forward, upgrades from PS4 to PS5 versions of exclusive games will cost $10. Gotta get that money.
I mean, at least they rolled it back.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, at least they rolled it back, and then also definitively were like, we're gonna do upgrades for $10.
Yeah.
So.
Again, with Sony says one thing, then does another thing, and hopes. I hope they never said that. I hope nobody remembers the first thing we said.
I know, they're so
idiots. It's almost like what I've experienced in every job we've ever held. Communication is a problem.
Yep.
So they said, all right, make sure we do this. And then somebody went, okay, I posted it. And they're like, that's not what we said.
No. Now anyway, we can't go back on our word.
Number two, speaking of Sony, Sony announced that it will acquire UK-based studio Firesprite when Nate's tablet doesn't. Okay. UK-based studio Firesprite, the developers of The Playroom and The Playroom VR. Sprite, you missed an R. Okay. Firesprite was founded by staffers from Sony Interactive Entertainment's Liverpool studio, so there are already strong connections between the two companies. While Firesprite's experience with the Playroom VR could suggest that the company is working on a game for Sony's next-gen PlayStation VR headset, in an interview with GamesIndustry.biz, Hulst didn't commit to anything. Quote, it's too early to talk about what specific platforms or experiences that we're going to collaborate on with Firesprite. But that experience in VR is very valuable, end quote.
That's like saying, we're not going to tell you, but come on.
It's a mix of, come on. It's like that, and you drop a VR thing, and then also you're hired by Sony, so, we can't comment on what platform. PlayStation? Bet you that's a platform that I bet one you're working directly with.
It's going to be like an episode of like Tongue Ties. I feel like we're, I'm having issues like speaking coherently.
Oh, I love this. This is going to be great. Cause it only gets worse from here.
Yeah. Number three, we're going to hit you with some depressing news. Japanese manufacturer Toshiba released an update saying that they expect production delays of PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X to extend until 2023. That goes along with what automotive analysts are saying, which is another industry hit hard by the semiconductor shortage. I've noticed a few industries that are reliant on semiconductors are all saying 2023 now. So I think that's pretty
interesting.
Pretty, and
telling.
Yeah, pretty telling. So,
makes sense. Annoying, but makes sense.
Yeah. There's a couple companies that started a group to help facilitate moving semiconductor production to the U.S. and surrounding countries. Huh. But as most of you probably realize, it takes at least, I would say, 3 years for two to three years for a semiconductor plant to become operational.
Yeah, that's if everything goes correctly.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's not a hiccup a year and a half in.
Yeah. 2 years minimum.
Oh, for sure, yeah. If not three.
Yeah.
Number four. Tripwire Interactive CEO John Gibson has stepped down from the position after publicly supporting a new anti-abortion law that was recently passed in Texas. Gibson's resignation is effective immediately, and Tripwire has appointed company vice president Alan Wilson as interim CEO. Gibson expressed support for the law via a Twitter statement and wrote, quote, proud of U.S. Supreme Court affirming the Texas law banning abortion for babies with a heartbeat. As an entertainer, I don't get political often. Yet with so many vocal peers on the other side of this issue, I felt it was important to go on the record as a pro-life game developer, end quote. The tweet was heavily criticized by industry professionals, and shortly after Gibson tweeted, U.S. developer Shipwright Studios announced that it would be retracting from all contracted work with Tripwire. After working with the studio on several of its titles, including Maneater and Chivalry 2, Torin Banner, the studio behind Chivalry, also distanced itself from Gibson's stance with a Twitter statement and said, quote, "This perspective is not shared by our team, nor is it reflected in the games that we create," end quote. Well, can't say I didn't see that one coming.
Yeah.
I don't want to get into the law, because I'm going to lose my mind.
Not playing to the crowd on that one, I guess the best way to put it. I mean, especially if you are in the video game industry.
I mean, yeah, but it's not even not playing to the crowd. Like I said, I don't want to get into it. I'm going to get angry.
Feel the hate flow through you.
The hate flows through me, and it starts with this fucking... I don't want to do it. That's a different podcast. That's a different podcast where Matt and I will discuss the idea that this country doesn't understand how it should work.
This is true. Number five. Because
you know how annoyed I get when stuff like this happens. And then, did you see there was another thing they signed? Allegedly. I don't know if this is 100% true, so I'm like kind of going out on a limb to say this.
I kind of like bail out on paying attention to what
I bail out politicians on the South. Doing. The South as a whole.
I don't know. I mean,
here's the thing. We're specifically talking about Texas.
Okay.
So there's that law that got passed.
Texas.
That law is bullshit.
I saw a funny tweet that was...
Is it the one where Mexico has better health coverage than Texas now? Because that's true. And it's pretty funny.
Mexico has a lot going for it.
Yeah, it's got a lot of things going on. If you need an abortion, go to Texas. Or sorry, don't go to Texas, go to Mexico.
The single star on their flag is not... It's actually a one-star review.
Ooh, that's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
I like the idea that we're going to have to build a wall around Texas. Or like, at what point does Mexico build a wall to keep Texas out? There was another... potential law, and again, not a law pod, as we'll tell you by the court case later, not a law pod. We're going to go over again. There was potentially another case that they signed that said that they were going to make it illegal for companies to ban social media companies to ban users from its platform for dissenting opinions or something like those lines.
Sounds like something
Texas would do.
Yeah.
And everybody in the tech industry because that's a very wide scope, but everybody in the tech Reddit, which is usually a lot of left people, I mean, there's a lot of right people as well, but they're like, then all the companies will just go, okay, we're not available in Texas.
Yeah.
Problem solved. Do you exist in Texas? It immediately goes into their EULA that says, you certify that you're not in Texas. And if you're lying, we can ban you immediately. That's your own problem, not us.
Yeah.
It's like, you don't understand how this works. And also, you scream freedom of speech. Then when you... Oh, they don't understand how the First Amendment works. They don't understand. I lose my mind. Did you see the... Oh, no, I'm not doing it.
I had a shower thought. It was kind of like a circular, like a cyclical shower thought where... I was like playing through like the Supreme Court picking up on things, and then what brought it out was, so the Supreme Court chose not to take up this law.
Chose not to go against the state.
Yes.
Essentially.
And then the Department of Justice, led by Merrick Garland, I think that's his name, Merrick Garland. It's a weird name. Is suing Texas. Because of the law. And it's kind of like a weird situation there.
Well, now we're going to hit a states' rights argument. And it's like, here we go.
Yeah, which is exactly where the cyclical thought works. And like people are like, oh, there needs to be federal laws and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, I mean, if you think about the original concept, the structure of the government is working. Because the idea was that the states would determine these own bullshit, because you get all these little groups of like people, like the cliche that all the people in the deep South are like far right and all this and that. And it was kind of this like cyclical, like shower thought I was having where like, oh wait, it's kind of working because all these like states that have a red majority are creating all these shitty laws that we don't like because we're more left leaning and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, there's a lot of like things like that, yeah. But it's
the arguments it's, are like
the issue is where like when the Supreme Court essentially says like, we're not going to do anything, and it's like, no, you need to. That is an issue where you had a ruling and they just went, hey, Supreme Court.
Yeah, that in particular, is really irritating. And that we're getting way into the weeds here.
That's
but that
why I
was
didn't
the part
do it.
That was frustrating about like outside of the whole Trump personality of the previous, like just
the justice appointment.
Just remove all that. The idea that like there was precedents in place, laws that should have been upheld, all that good stuff, and people just simply chose not to.
Yeah.
And there was no repercussions at all.
Yep.
They were just like, nah, I don't feel like doing that. Like, but that's literally the law. Nah.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Yeah. Yep. I'm happy that in the way that I usually, I don't know this, it's going to sound weird. In the way that I normally conduct myself, like, what sentence is that? I don't end up in arguments in the line at the grocery store over this kind of stuff because it's, you know.
Yeah, you
one,
just don't.
What kind of person would do that?
Yeah.
Are you a psychopath? Two, I don't end up in them at work because I don't talk about that shit at work. Why would you want to? I don't want to talk about this stuff ever to begin with. And now I'm here bitching and complaining.
It's more like a vent instead of a talk.
Yeah. I just hope. And, you know, this is. I don't talk to them enough. In them being my extended family as like a wide whole.
Mm-hmm.
To know. I like tangentially hear some people's like thoughts and rumblings and stuff like that. I hope I never get in a situation where a political conversation comes up because I will bury them aggressively and not nice. That's the issue that will end up happening is if they go too far into one direction, I will bury them.
The problem,
it would not be okay.
The problem with that, though, is that's assuming they would be playing on an equal
No. That's the thing is they wouldn't be, which is how I would bury them. Because
immediately
they start shifting goalposts and everything. And I'm like, I'm just going to keep punching home. Even though I know I'm punching sand, I'm not getting anywhere.
You're not going
to
get anywhere. That's the part. So like,
but it's the moment of just having that spectacle where I get to just hopefully by the 300th punch of sand, I at least hit a brain cell.
It's very hopeful of you.
Like I said. Don't know that I would ever run into that situation because for the most part, I think there's a lot of, at least in my immediate people that I'm concerned about, like a friend, my friend group or family-wise, everybody gets it, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never been thrown into that. The biggest argument I think we were having was in 2016, and that was dealing with our memer of a friend who doesn't know when to stop memeing. If you recall election night specifically.
Oh, I remember.
Love him, but doesn't, like, it's like, yeah, it's such a great meme, but it's like, yeah, but also I can't tell when you're joking now, so I don't know if I should engage with my anger and vitriol or not. But, you know. That's how good he is at telling jokes. He'll just dry deliver, and you're like, I don't know anymore. But yeah, that's just, you know, I avoid it like the plague.
Politics, man. Politics.
Are you doing a thing? Doing a bit?
No.
Just saw the phone go up to your ear, and I was like, are you calling in political favors?
No.
What's happening over there?
Number five.
Yeah, get me out of this.
Ubisoft today named longtime employee Igor McHugh. McHugh. Mankiw. man, whatever. As its new chief creative officer. It's the French names, man. They get me every time. You got anything for me?
It might be Manso.
Manso?
Or
I didn't take French.
Well, the AU, EAU would be almost like an A or an O. So Manso.
I'm going to go Manso. Manso sounds fine. Manso has been with Ubisoft for more than two decades.
I also didn't take French, so we're on the same playing field.
2 decades, joining the company in 1998 as part of the business marketing team. That's not good. He has been at Ubisoft and Annecy since 2014, where he was creative director first on Steep and then on Riders Republic.
Well, we haven't seen Riders Republic officially yet, but yeah. Steep was... from a creative standpoint, what everybody kind of wanted, except it wasn't SSX.
I know it's like
groundbreaking in a way, I guess, kind of.
I always have like a knee-jerk reaction when I see someone from like the marketing team put in charge of like a company.
Yeah, but it's like he joined in 98 as part of that team, but he's been the creative director since 2014 on two games. So he's already transitioned out of the marketing part of it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not as bad as just, oh, our CFO is now leading the studio.
Yeah.
All right, number six. Playground Games spilled the tea on some Forza Horizon 5 details this week. And in case you don't listen to this podcast enough, Matt and I are hyped.
Hype.
This time around, the campaign is called Horizon Adventure and will have around 10 to 20 hours of missions and challenges to complete. It can be all played co-op, as per usual. They also released their initial car list, which is sporting over 400 vehicles. Some that caught Matt's eye include the 2011 Ford Transit Supersport van, the 2019 Rimac C2, the 1998 TVR Cerbera?
Sure.
Speed 12. I agree with the TVR selection. I also saw that I got my Lotuses, an Elise, and an Exige, and an Evora, but I don't really care about the Evora.
Yeah. And the, what was it? The 311, I think is what it was called?
Yes.
That weird, like, roadster track car?
The old one. Yep.
Yeah.
I got my Lotuses. Big fan of the 2017 GT that's in there. All the GTs of a Porsche GT3 or anything, they all look the same, so I'm fine with all those. Aerial Nomad's in there. The Adams are in there. Austin Healey's in there.
A couple trends I noticed. The vans, of course.
There are some vans or some racing trucks.
The six-wheel trucks as well.
Yes, six-wheel trucks.
Was a little bit of a theme.
Six-wheel trucks being not dualied, being triple-axled six-wheel trucks.
Yes.
A couple bigger SUVs. An OG Hummer.
Yeah, definitely following the car trends of like crossovers and SUVs being like the thing.
Seems like there's going to be a decent amount of off-roading in this one as well, like designed off-roading stuff. Mm-hmm. There's been off-roading in all the Horizons, but like this one seems a little bit more, even just in the trails you're seeing, like where they're doing off-road races of going through the water and all that stuff. Like in the 4, when they were changing seasons, you had some off-road races that were like maybe more sections of off-road. You're mostly on the road, then you took a shortcut over the frozen lake or whatever.
Yeah.
This seems more... the entire route might be off-road.
Couple things I noticed. No BMWs.
Yeah, interesting with that. And I forgot my AMG Merc is in there. And I'm like...
didn't remember seeing any Mazdas either.
I'm going to go with because I don't remember, but there also might not have been many, but usually there's a few.
Yeah, usually they have like
you'd have the
all
Mazda,
the RX-7s.
The RX-7, RX-8s.
Yeah, and the Miatas, and that's usually what you have there. But I didn't see any of them because I remember that's one of the things I noticed with GT was that they had a lot of Mazdas.
Yeah. I wonder if it is a licensing thing.
Yeah.
Dude, we're not there yet, but I am going to have a massive car erection from November until March 4th. And then from March 4th until I don't know when.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pending March 4th is actually real.
I'm curious. Well, we'll save it because we're going to
we'll save it. We'll save it. We're going to get there in a bit. But I mean, like, there's just a solid chance that you and I finally get to have our battle.
Oh my God, I have to like practice, man. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's same. We haven't had to actually fight in a racing game in a very long time. And now we're both going to drop wheels into Gran Turismo. We haven't ever sim raced each other.
No, well, the other thing is we haven't ever really sim raced, period, like
true.
Steering wheel. So I think I'm going to have a hard adjustment on that one.
Oh, for sure. I am 110% going to have a hard adjustment just to the steering wheel alone.
Yeah.
Not even just the sim racing, but to the steering wheel. For those of you that haven't heard the stories before, Matt usually would pit me into a corner and use me to get through the corner and knock me out of the race. That is true in any game that has kind of been, a little slower maybe, or a little less arcade. Crew was the great example of...
Well, I think it would be less... I think it would be more arcade.
Maybe more arcade? I don't know.
Because the crew is definitely more arcade than like Horizon.
But in Horizon, I would be gone. Usually I was far enough out ahead, and he'd get killed by the AI or something. So I was far enough.
Show.
I was far enough away for him not to be able to pit me into the final corner. But there were multiple nights where we were playing the crew together and going into the very last corner of a race that happened to be maybe like a 90-degree turn. And I'd be ahead of him, and he'd be in second. We're 1-2, and then I'd get pitted and fall to seventh, and he'd finish the race in first. And I was just every single time. I had to almost purposely race behind you up until that point in order to try to win.
All I have to say is you have no proof, and I...
That's true, because the servers kept crashing every single time I did win. I love it, though. I love it. I love the fight. It's so entertaining. The only time I don't love the fight is something like Drive Club, because I couldn't drive well anyway in Drive Club for whatever reason. Yeah. I never got used to it.
That's kind of the interesting thing with racing games, though, is like Drive Club was one of those games where like I started playing it, and it just was right for me. Like, it was right.
It just caught for you.
Yeah.
Like, Project Cars and some of the dirt games have been just fine for me. I immediately pick them up, and I am gunning it, and no one touches me.
Mm-hmm.
But then I get to Drive Club, and I've had Gran Turismo's where I'm really good too.
Mm-hmm.
But I hit Drive Club, and I was just like,
I
don't know what I'm doing.
That was like Forza. The last Forza for me was like, I no matter what I did, I couldn't seem to like get a car to like go.
Yeah, the joke with Drive Club is when it first came out, all of us got it for free or whatever. We got the free version.
Yeah.
And it was you, me, and Tyler. And you guys were like, oh, ha, 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 look at my time trial. Like the highest or whatever, the shortest race.
Mm-hmm.
Was it lap or race? Lap.
It
was a hot lap, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was two or three laps a race. So, like, we were doing like single lap time, I think.
Yeah. And it was just, oh, look at the leaderboards. And you could see your friends' leaderboards. And Matt and Tyler were going back and forth and just shaving time off each other. And I was like, oh, that'd be fun to get in on this. So I did one race, won the race, placed with like what I felt like was my best time. I was like, all right, I'm not close. All right, I'll try one more. And I tried one more, and I improved on my time by like a second. But by then, you guys were still like 15 or more seconds ahead of me. And I was like, I'm not doing this. And then you guys kept driving each other down.
Yeah.
Which was still the crazier thing.
Yeah, that we definitely like we took it every time. I was like, there's no way we could get any faster than that. We would get like significantly faster. And I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah. And it's the part of me that I really hope you and I end up with kind of that same vein with Turismo and the wheel, where we're just racing and racing and racing. And it's like, wait, he dropped what time on that track? All right.
It's like one of those situations to where like you don't know it's possible until the other person does it, and then you're like, oh, I can do that.
Yeah, like, and then you're like, wait, can I do it better?
Yeah.
And then it's just now the competition starts breeding. Matt and I do want to do, I don't know how serious you were about this, but I do kind of love the idea of doing a 24-hour Le Mans.
I think a 12, 24-hour
We can do a 12 to feel it out.
Yeah, yeah, because like that's a lot.
Yeah,
a lot.
Oh yeah. You imagine we just like assign a Saturday where we do a 12-hour race, just like 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. and it's just go.
Yeah. Crazy. All right.
I'm so hype.
Number 7.
I'm going to use the bathroom while you do that.
Okay. The saga of Epic versus Apple is beginning to bear fruit for each respective side. Judge Yvonne Gonzalez Rogers issued a permanent injunction saying that Apple can no longer forbid developers from directing users to third-party payment options. Judge Rogers also ruled that Apple is not a monopoly. Quote, while the court finds that Apple enjoys considerable market share of over 55% and extraordinarily high profit margins, these factors alone do not show antitrust conduct. Success is not illegal, end quote. Epic CEO Tim Sweeney was not satisfied by the ruling, saying on Twitter, quote, today's ruling isn't a win for developers or for consumers. We will fight on, end quote. The ruling did uphold many of the principles of Apple's App Store business, including that it can prohibit third-party iPhone app marketplaces and can continue to charge a 30% commission on many transactions. Judge Rogers also ruled that Epic Games shall pay damages since it breached Apple's App Store contract when it attempted to circumvent the commission requirement. The damages owed are 30% of the $12,167,000 in revenue that Epic Games collected from users in the Fortnite app on iOS through direct payments between August 2020 and October 2020.
Okay, so I want to just pause. Well, yeah. Hold on.
There's only one more sentence.
Okay, go ahead.
Additional damages include 30% of any such revenue Epic Games collected from November 1st, 2020 through the date of judgment, plus interest.
So let's go with let's work backwards.
Okay.
12 million.
Yes.
From August
mm-hmm.
to October.
Yes. Just from iOS.
Just iOS. 3 months.
Yes.
$12 million.
From one platform.
Yeah. From the profits it made by saying, just, hey, pay over here.
Mm-hmm. It's insane. It is insane. The amount of money that
it's crazy Fortnite insane. Makes. And that alone, I think, speaks to the previous part, going backwards again, to the actual reason the win is necessary. They made $12 million between 3 months, and Apple, for doing nothing, would have normally gotten 30% of that.
Mm-hmm.
Which my math tells me is around 4 million.
I'm like on the fence about that whole concept.
So, we had a little discussion earlier today.
Mm-hmm.
Where we both, I think, had the idea of, we're not going to be able to type this out.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm in the camp, I guess, of the court case win is good and sets a good precedent for all companies going forward on the Apple Play Store. Then this will also get breached into the Google Play Store, I assume, because it could be used as precedent if anybody went there. That's where I'm going to start my...
So point. Here's the thing, before you get into anything.
No, that's just my opening statement.
I'd
like to interrogate the witness.
After looking into the actual rulings, this is not a win for Epic at all, which is kind of crazy. It's like a very, very minor win, and I'm kind of annoyed that the media is spinning it as being a big deal when it's really not.
Explain.
There was 10 judgments, yes, 10 rulings.
They won 1 out of 9.
Yes. The one that they won just forbids Apple from stopping them from offering a third-party payment option.
And advertising it in such.
Yes.
Which means they can advertise as such to say, it's actually cheaper over here, and redirecting people out.
Yeah.
By doing the, we're going to take, like, if it was $9.99 on Apple, mm-hmm, and show that part, and they go, but it's actually $7.99 over here.
Yeah, yeah. The thing is, though,
like, they can't prevent them from doing both of those things now.
Yeah, but it's a convenience thing is one of the things. Is like, it's
still there. The option's still there for the, yeah, convenience. You pay for it.
Yeah, it's instantaneous, blah, blah, blah.
As I did when I picked up my groceries today.
Yep. The other rulings that went towards Apple's side were kind of the more significant ones, which was like...
I mean, the 12 million is whatever, so that one's, yeah, out.
Yeah, that one's out. The third party, basically it allows Apple to maintain their ecosystem as being closed.
Yeah.
And
which I don't think that was going to change.
That was the one that was the scary one for me. That was the one I cared about the most.
Yeah, I never thought that one was really going to change. I was always on the just the transactional side of things. I didn't assume they would randomly just have an open app store where you dumped whatever.
Yeah. It wasn't, I'm not saying an open app store. I'm saying like there would be alternative app stores.
Oh yeah. Well, that was only even brought up because of if they lose all 10.
Yeah.
That's where that would have ended up. It's like, okay, they lost all 10. What happens?
I don't really care about the antitrust stuff. I mean, I guess it's whatever. No one gets hit with antitrust stuff nowadays, which is...
And when they do, it's a slap on the wrist.
Yeah, so that's all very whack.
Give me 3 of your cookies. And that's it.
I think the commission thing, the 30%, I think that's... I don't really have a horse in that race. Like, I don't have any.
It's just a retroactive makes sense. Like, obviously,
it's just it's just like, of course.
Or are you talking the base,
like that? Basically, allowing them to charge whatever they want as a commission, Apple.
Okay.
Which makes sense. You mean
what's been going on and the, yeah, continuation thereof?
Yeah, you can't. Okay. It would be unrealistic to say, to dictate to a company, oh, you can't charge what you want to charge. Like, that just doesn't make any sense. That's about it, really. I mean, I don't think it wasn't as groundbreaking or crazy as I thought.
I agree and disagree with what you said, but I'm being pedantic. So I agree you can't tell a company what they should charge or what they shouldn't charge for their product. I also disagree that you can't tell a company what they should charge or not charge. Because it depends on the service they're providing.
And yeah, in the context of the...
In this context, yes, you're okay to do that. Mm-hmm. But like, if it's a water service, which is treated as a utility, then you're...
What about like insulin?
Do you
want to talk politics?
don't get me going on healthcare again.
Yeah, so
Can
I don't
you believe
know.
That Jesus was a socialist?
Wow.
Don't tell the right that.
Hot take. There was a... What was the Jesus thing?
Stop it. No.
Okay.
Epic and Apple.
No, that's about it, though. Like, I don't know. I don't really have... Like, after going past through it, I'm just like, okay, it's whatever. They're each going to appeal, like, 800 times. Like, whatever. Probably going to end up settling where it stands, and they're probably just going to be, like, the rulings are going to stand as they are, and, like, Epic is going to end up having to not pay that amount that they have to pay.
I'd almost be less surprised that they didn't appeal.
Oh, they're definitely appealing. I mean, Epic has already said they're appealing.
Yeah, but it's like...
Apple's happy with the rulings.
Yeah, Apple's fine with it. And Epic, other than Epic being like, oh, we have to lose $4 million, I don't really know why you're bothering. You got what you really wanted out of it. As far as I'm concerned, you got the most important thing to you out of it. And they're telling you have to pay $4 million? Oh, but you make $500 a month.
I don't even think Epic wants I think what Epic wants is the
alternative store.
Yes and no. They want the alternative.
That's such a reach.
They want the alternative store because they want payment without the hassle of having to route out of the app store.
Then make a phone. is like
that's really it. I don't think you're ever gonna win that battle. There's a world where like get their way, but like
yeah, I
there's no justice. It's not just to like take a company's device, I guess, or ecosystem. I guess in this case, it's more relevant because it's an ecosystem. And be like, oh, you have to open it for us so that we can make money off of it.
Yeah, it's one of those where it's like, I feel like if they went to that part, then at a certain point, Apple would just say, all right, then you're not allowed on our fucking ecosystem.
Yeah, which is what they're still doing.
Yeah, like you're a step away from just not being here at all.
Yeah, it's going to continue for a bit.
I do like this ruling. I like the ending, the outcome as it currently stands.
Yeah, I think it's fair, and I think the rest of the issues, like the 30%, will work itself out. This is going to be really like controversial, but
I mean, the 30% is again a standard across everything. The only ones that we know are different are Epic.
Yeah, so I think that's going to work itself out through the market competition, which is kind of like a crazy concept nowadays. I know, but
easy with those crazy ideas.
I could see Apple lowering that because the amount of
I could, but they're Apple, so they'll probably raise it.
That would be very Apple.
They'd be like, "Man, we could, you know what?
You challenge 40. Us." Yeah, okay,
40%. No, they're gonna go by 10s. They're not gonna go.
I was
fives.
Gonna say 35, but all right.
They're gonna go for 10s and then only go by 5 to make it sound like they're more benevolent to you.
Speaking of Apple, you know what we never talked about? And speaking of like sensitive topics, you got it. I know you have strong opinions on this.
I have strong opinions on a lot of things.
The phone scanning iCloud pictures.
I didn't read up on it. I think I maybe saw a passing headline, but I didn't. I was like, I'm not an Apple user, and I didn't really read into it.
The really, really brief overview is that Apple had a system that they were going to activate. It was already in place that any photos that you uploaded to iCloud would be scanned for child pornography.
Oh, that's okay. I did read a little bit into it. Okay.
Yeah. Or child abuse and child pornography. That's it.
Yeah. Few hot takes. I guess. Am I surprised? No. Am I surprised on both accounts? One, that it exists, and two, one, that it exists from the user putting it on their iCloud. No, but they're fucking stupid, and that's disgusting. And then two, am I surprised Apple had a method that they were about to turn on to do that? No, I'm not surprised at all. Am I almost positive that something else is still happening? Probably.
Oh, yeah.
Also, there is the part that Apple likes to tell you to your face, when I also would not be surprised that they're doing things behind your back. Yes, we're the most secure. We won't give up our encryption things. By the way, we can see everything you do. So stop it. Because they technically can. That's the other thing that people don't. Oh, they couldn't. They can't do. No, you idiot. That's not how this works. It's the same people that scream, oh, Facebook can't do whatever they want. Those are my pictures. You moron. You gave them to them. And no matter what, this is going back a couple of years when I was still on Facebook. No matter what little post you put on your profile that says, I do not give you the right to use any of my blah, 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 is null and void because you signed a EULA when you signed up. Just because you didn't read it, and don't get me wrong, 95% of the people probably didn't read it, but just because you didn't read it doesn't
95%,
mean...
95%, you're being generous.
I'm accounting for 5% of Asia. And you... And lawyers.
Fair play.
And AI. That you get to just put up a one thing that's like, nope, doesn't affect me anymore. That is not how that works. That'd be the equivalent of me murdering somebody, then walking into the police station and going, sorry, the law doesn't apply to me. I don't acknowledge it.
I mean, that.
What?
Going back.
No.
To the beginning of the podcast, we were talking about that with politics. Video game and politics. Sweetness. Yeah, so Epic, Apple.
I'm going to lose my mind if he brings up politics one more time.
I'm done. I'm, you know, I'm good.
Have you heard about have you heard about this whole vaccine mandate? Bro, crazy, right? Number 8. Not doing it.
Think of the children.
Texas. Fuck them kids. Oh, $10,000 bounty? What the hell? Yeah.
Oh. I saw the, what was it? You get more jail time for aborting a baby that you may have gotten from, like, what was this? It was some weird situation where, like, someone, a rapist, would have less jail time than the mother
that aborted the baby that was given to her by a rapist. Yes.
Yeah.
That is true. That is also known as that is also known as the Texan. Can we just have like a
blanket term?
Just call it the Texan. The Texan.
Florida man.
Kind of, but like the Texan is when you get more fucked over than the person that fucked you over. Like the person that hurt you should have been in trouble, but you're more in trouble for getting hurt.
Yeah.
Number 8.
The Texas turn.
I'm going to get angry. And you won't like me when I'm angry. But the secret is I'm always angry. You ever think about that? Doesn't he say you won't like me when I'm angry? And then he says, haha, my secret is I'm always angry.
Yeah.
So in theory, doesn't everybody hate Bruce Banner?
I mean, no one ever really likes him in the first movie, I feel like.
Well, it's because it's Edward Norton.
Well, I meant the first, like...
Yeah. Well, because he's a socially awkward scientist.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. He drops both those lines, and it's like, well...
And wasn't Eric Bana the Hulk before Edward Norton?
Look, way back, yeah, I think so. Number 8, Sony held a PlayStation showcase on Thursday, so I suppose we should do a recap and comment on the event, because that's what this podcast is about.
And politics.
Wait till you see our flag, the Gamers 2 flag. We're going to fly it out of the back of our cars and our lifted trucks. They led things off by announcing the Knights of the Old Republic remake, coming from Asper. The female voiceover was probably Bastila Lashan. Is that like a probably?
Yeah, Bastila. Okay. Yeah.
Bastila, sure, whatever. Bastila is way less entertaining than Bastila. With the character revealed at the end being, of course, none other than Darth Revan. There was the tagline, "A Legend Remade for PS5. I'm gonna just pause during all of these. So, thoughts? Because if I do them all and we go back, it's going to be too much.
Yeah. I'm worried, personally. I know that's a weird...
Nervous optimism?
Yeah, nervous optimism, I guess. Because, like, KOTOR is my favorite game ever. And, you know, you don't want anyone fucking with that.
Yeah. It's like, it's a baby.
Yeah.
Don't drop my baby.
Yeah. I mean, you could drop my baby. Don't drop my KOTOR.
That's how much it means to him. Or how little the baby means. I'm not sure yet.
But, I don't know. Well, I don't know. I just don't know. I'm much like, I don't know.
I'm excited only because I never played the original KOTOR. So I'm hoping it doesn't suck and I get to experience it. But at the same time, it's like, yeah, I don't want it ruined for the people that I know love it.
Well, that's part of it, too, is like...
And I mean...
Part of it, too, is ruining it for...
The people that haven't experienced it.
Exactly. So if it comes out and it's crap, I'll still have the original KOTOR.
Yeah,
people aren't going to go back and play the original KOTOR and be like, this game's great.
Right.
They're going to play the new one and be like, this sucks.
Yeah, like, what do you mean this is good?
Yeah.
It's like me with Half-Life.
That's why we need video.
Just so I can get the sigh out of him. And we got a trailer for Japanese sci-fi post-apocalyptic game called Project Eve.
Yo, this was so Japanese.
Oh, it was so super Japanese.
The monsters had tentacles all over the place.
Japan.
Yep. Also, I'm over post-apocalyptic games.
Yep. We're basically there. Wait till we cycle back on Pirates games. You guys remember Skull and Bones?
Oh, my God. There's a whole slew of games, like Skull and Bones, for example, that we have. I'm not going to include you in on this because, you know, your mind's like a steel trap. There's a whole slew of games.
That's also what they call my
my butthole. Hey. There's a whole slew of games that I like totally forgot existed, and when they come back around, I'm gonna be like, "Oh my god, what the fuck?" Half of them will be Ubisoft games: Skull and Bones, yeah. Beyond
Two Souls,
Beyond Good and Evil,
Beyond Good and Evil Two, yeah. Beyond Two Souls is the Willem Dafoe game.
Yeah.
There was another trailer for Tiny Tina's Wonderland, in case you forgot about it. It's releasing on March 25th for PlayStation, PC, and Xbox. Forspoken was shown off with a release window of spring 2022. Combat looks interesting, and I only saw women in the trailer, which could be a cool angle. I'm intrigued. I mean, it looked kind of cool. The world kind of looked empty, and there like some traversal and stuff, so I'm like,
yeah.
I'm other than the...
It looked like a tech demo, kind of.
Kind of. And other than the not Dark Souls esque, but I guess that's just what everything's going to get compared to. Mm-hmm. Other than like the one-on-one like Dark Souls boss fight looking kind of moves, it's a what else am I doing? Because there's a lot of cutscenes, I'm sure, and then traversal. But, like, what else? Like, is it just those two, that little bit of traversal we saw? Because that didn't look like it was going to be that. Hoping it's more.
Yeah, I mean, the visuals were cool. The traversal looked interesting, but like it doesn't look fully fleshed out yet.
Yeah, not yet. Which is interesting for a spring 2022 release.
Yeah, yeah. This very much, I feel, is going to be
delay.
Delay. I was going to say like one of your typical like mediocre right down the middle games, like a 6 out of 10 or something.
Oh,
like
that. Okay, yeah, I could see that. I also think 100% delay. I think you could. If there was a DraftKings, if there was a
that's just my default position.
Yeah, fair enough. Also, if there was a DraftKings like betting line, dude, delay.
They're gonna be like, "Hey, this game's coming out," and be like, "How many delays has it had? Hasn't had one yet. It's getting delayed. It's had two delays. Is it a big title? Yeah, yes. Delay.
When's the first time we heard about it? Since the first delay.
Yeah.
What's my delay window?
Let me put it in the equation over here. Boop 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 boop. Two more delays.
The algorithm never lies. Or what's the old joke? The entrails never lie. Rainbow Six Extraction had another trailer. That game got delayed.
Twice, I think, now.
Maybe. Alan Wake Remastered made an appearance. Coming to PlayStation for the first time this fall. Sure.
Delay.
We need to watch more conferences like Statler and Waldorf.
Yes, yes.
It's like, coming the first time this fall, and she's like, ha, ha, ha. Oh, it's delayed. That's all her comment is.
Yep. You get a delay, you get a delay, you get a delay.
I wish I wasn't sitting here, so I'd have to wait for the delay. GTA 5 and GTA Online were shown off with their next-gen enhancements. They're still coming. Who gives a shit? March 22nd. Ghostwire Tokyo showed a little bit of its combat and story elements. Graphics were moody, but good. It's coming in 2022 for PC and PlayStation 5 as a timed exclusive. Same thing for Forspoken, by the way. Timed exclusive on Forspoken.
Okay.
I believe 2-year console exclusive, but it is releasing on PC at the same time. So
nice.
They put it at the end in when they showed like the PlayStation logo and everything. At the very bottom was asterisks. It's like, also releasing on PC. By the way, it is a 2-year timed exclusive, yada, yada. And I was like, holy shit, at least you straight up said it.
Yeah. I respect that.
None of this PlayStation exclusive. By the way, it's out next year on Xbox. There was a Guardians of the Galaxy trailer. And could they make Peter Quill any more douchey? Unfortunately, we had to look at Vampire the Masquerade Blood Hunt. And by we, I mean Matt.
How are your eyes?
Luckily, I just averted them as soon as I realized what it was. But it was real. The classes are pretty cringy, I feel like.
I'm pretty sure the game is.
Yeah. Yeah.
More Deathloop. Just shut up about it already and release it. It's coming on the 14th. I agree with Matt. 4 months ago.
Yeah.
A Radiohead kid. Oh, God. What?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's called Kid Amnesia.
A Radiohead Kid Amnesia virtual exhibition coming to PS5 in November, presented by Radiohead and Epic Games. Whatever the fuck that means. I'm a creep. A game called Chia was shown, or Tichia was shown. There's no apostrophe, so maybe it's just Chia. A tropical open world adventure game. Ooh. Uncharted 4 and Lost Legacy are being remastered and coming to PS5 and PC. Surprise, said no one.
Yeah.
Had a conversation with the guy at work today about like if I should give Uncharted another shot, because I started playing one and I just hated it. I mean, I didn't really hate it, but I got like, I think an hour or two in and I was like, I don't really give a shit. And he's like, just start at 2. And I was like, okay, maybe I'll try that again.
How do you feel about The Last of Us? Well, like, I guess,
like gameplay and stuff wise.
I guess, would you like, I mean, really, really what Uncharted is imagine Indiana Jones.
Right.
In the format, game wise, of The Last of Us.
Part of me feels like I'd probably be okay with it. But part of me feels like it definitely reaches the Assassin's Creed point of random bullshit. Like, Indiana Jones is still semi-grounded, even mm-hmm. though it's usually a little ridiculous. It's still at least a little grounded, where I feel like Uncharted goes, but what if it was more? And it's like, oh my God, Assassin's Creed does not have a staff of asleep. You stop it.
Nah, it is
interweaving in and around that bitch.
It is.
And technically, it would be more Assassin's Creed has the influence from Uncharted, but
yeah. It's very much Indiana Jones. Like, it's grounded. There's a supernatural, like, part one supernatural, yeah. like, aspect, and that's it. I think they're good games. Like, it's one of my favorite franchises because right. the storytelling's really, really good.
And, I mean, I have the trilogy for free.
Yeah. I do understand how you could play the first one and be like, fuck this.
I got off the boat. It can be painful. I got off the boat, and I got a little bit on, and I was just like,
you didn't even make it to the jet skis, man. Because of the jet skis, and you'd be like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, and that's why I was like, he's like, just go to 2. He's like, I was like, do I need to know anything? He's like, do you know Elena, Nate, and Sully? I was like, yep. And I was like,
honestly,
that's literally nothing else.
You like, could okay. do like a 5 or 10 minute recap.
That's
on
what
YouTube,
he was like, grab like a quick minute recap and go, you're good. And
that'd be more than enough. And honestly, 2 out of the 4 games, 2 is my favorite.
Yeah, and 2 is regarded as one of the best games ever made.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. So,
I've debated
honestly,
it.
Honestly, it would probably be like,
because there's nothing else installed on my PlayStation currently.
Mm-hmm.
It's the show. And then the next thing to get installed was going to be Gran Turismo. Yeah. So,
yeah.
Maybe I'll start installing it tonight. We'll see. See how I can play it on the PS5 and see how it looks.
That's fair.
Insomniac is making Marvel Wolverine, a short teaser was shown. Insomniac, just for the record, in 1 year is now released Miles Morales,
mm-hmm.
Ratchet and Clank.
Mm-hmm.
They have announced Spider-Man 2.
Mm-hmm.
They've announced Wolverine.
So I don't, I'm going to have to call in your steel trap.
That is
the one in your brain, not the one on your backside.
Call on whatever one you want.
I think I remember, maybe it was a year ago, maybe it was not as long ago, but there was a news story that Insomniac is running 3 teams now.
There was a rumor about that, but it was never confirmed like who was working on what.
Yeah.
It was assumed one was Ratchet, and it was the third one that nobody knew. Because at the time, Ratchet hadn't been announced yet, yeah. but they assumed.
So I guess this is assumed, kind of like low key confirmation then, because
yeah,
you couldn't.
You wouldn't unless the Ratchet team has just moved to Wolverine, but that'd be very weird.
Yeah.
I'd almost assume you had three going, and then but one might be more support than the other two.
I wonder if one is like concept, like one's like...
Yeah, you might have your Spider-Man team and your Ratchet team, and then one that's bouncing back and forth, kind of polishing and doing it, helping do everything else. Instead of
like the prototype team.
Yeah, or instead of doing what that one studio, or that one studio that does, where they do the studio that got absorbed by Naughty Dog, that they were doing a lot of finishing touches and a lot of polishing stuff. They might also have that team that just is in there doing a bunch of polishing and finishing and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But so I'm pumped.
Yeah.
Insomniac's killed it in games lately, so give them Wolverine. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know my brother texts me and he's pretty hyped about it, and he's one of those people who's not like super into games, so like it caught his eye, and it rarely do I get a text message from him about video games, so it's like, you know, interesting. Threw me off that Wolverine was wearing a cowboy hat. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I have so many quick jokes. So many. He's got those claws, you know.
There was something about it, though, where, like, as soon as it started, I mean, it was kind of obvious because you saw the Marvel tag.
Yeah.
And then you see a dingy bar with a bunch of people beating up in it. I was like, this is Wolverine, obviously. And then it goes to his hands. I'm like, definitely Wolverine.
Yeah, then you just shink, and you're like, you know, maybe not. we got a gameplay trailer of Gran Turismo 7. Once again, shut up and release the game, please. Inject it straight into my eyeballs, my veins, and every other part of me.
Yeah.
Steel trap and all.
I do. There was something nostalgic about seeing a classic Gran Turismo trailer because it had like the music.
It's going through showing combustion in an engine. Yeah. Doing all the like top level nerd shit.
Yeah, and then you see, like, just straight up, like, car porn.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're literally the beginning of the trailer, before they even get to the gameplay part of it, is showing you a Photoshop editor inside of Gran Turismo, where you can drag and drop your cars in and take, what's the name of that photographer who did my backdrops?
Larry Chen.
Yeah, like Larry Chen-style photos inside Gran Turismo, which I think they're also making a web app for. This isn't confirmed at all, but it looked like they almost are also doing it where you can log in with your account and it's mirrored to a web app so you can do all the editing on a PC.
That'd be pretty dope.
I don't know if that's true, but something about that just, you know, tingles my loins. Yeah.
Make your own car porn.
Yeah, exactly. And all the decal work they were doing on that one car.
Yeah,
putting your own livery or livery, whatever, on and everything, and I was like, oh my god, Matt and I are gonna lose it with how many anime titties we can put on these cars.
That's gonna be the fun thing, is seeing just the absolute absurd shit that people comes up with.
Yeah, like how fast into degeneracy do we get?
Yeah.
Insomniac again with another Marvel game, this time Spider-Man 2, as I literally mentioned earlier. Peter Parker and Miles Morales are going to be fighting none other than Venom. We are Venom. No Carnage, just Venom.
Is there a difference?
Carnage is a different symbiote. There's a lot of symbiotes.
How do you know the difference?
Red.
Okay. So Venom's black?
Yes.
Okay. Not a Spider-Man fan.
You're about to be. God of War, Ragnarok made an appearance. Atreus is an angsty teen now. Also codenamed Loki. We actually see gameplay and a bunch of returning characters. Freya's back, Tyr's back, headless guy's back, or head only guy is back. The Mimir. Dwarves are back. Yeah, Mimir. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The dwarves are back.
You see some interesting, like tropical almost.
Obviously,
locations.
Kratos is back. Be weird if he wasn't.
Yeah. Voice actors are all back as well.
Yep, all the voice actors. You get good old Christopher Judge back, doing boy.
Yeah, we were thrown off. We didn't think that the voice actor for Atreus was the same, but obviously it is. He went through puberty.
Yeah, he got older.
Yep. Surprise, surprise.
What do you mean that's how humans work?
I don't know. So there was a lot
immediately, every time we think it got over, I go back to girlfriend reviews.
the immediate, this is your dead mom.
I don't know why, but like when I watched the whole showcase, I was like, that didn't do anything for, like, not that it didn't do anything for me. I was like, oh, that was kind of a letdown. But then when you look at it in a breakdown, you're like, oh, they actually showed a lot of shit.
Yeah, yeah. It's one of those where when you at face value, you're kind of like, all right, yeah, I'm kind of like, I'm into it, but like, whatever. And then you look at it again and you go, oh, they only dropped high quality everything.
Yeah. My main issue is the timing. All this stuff is like next year.
Yeah.
At the earliest.
Well, because they've delayed everything into it in just out of this year.
Yeah. So like God of War, we have no release date for.
Which I'm assuming might be fall next year at earliest.
Spider-Man 2, no release date.
Yeah, I would think the same thing.
September.
I think Spider-Man's a good Christmas window.
Okay.
Like December time. And October would be God of War.
Does Gran Turismo have a release date?
March 4th.
March 4th. Wolverine obviously is like way out.
Wolverine's a 2023 game.
Because
Spider-Man will come out first.
The Uncharted remaster have a release date?
I don't know if it did. Did I say it did or didn't?
It's not on here.
My guess is just next year. That could be a June thing for them. Because it's the two newest ones getting a reskin. It's not like it's...
Yeah,
it
shouldn't be anything.
It's
dramatic.
Not like it's... If it was the collection getting like remade the way Naughty Dog wants to remake fucking everything, and they were redoing the Uncharted Collection 1, 2, and 3 with like brand new this level generation graphics, then that would be impressively awesome. But I'm pretty sure it's going to be their like June/May kind of holdover game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Lost Legacy was a July game, but
yeah,
it's just that's a good window to drop when you're kind of like, oh, whatever, E3, this exists.
Tichia's brand new, so that's
2023.
Deathloop is next week.
Sure, it is delayed.
comes
out on Tuesday. Nah.
Vampire the Masquerade's out.
Yep.
Guardians of the Galaxy
might be a weird one because it could come out next year. It could. That's
another
one.
We've seen it a few times.
Guardians is another one that has like solid summer game potential. Has that vibe? It's a Square game. Has that vibe. Has a solid like mid-July vibe on it. I don't know why. I feel that.
Mm-hmm.
Or even like mid-July, mid-May. Mid-July. They want an E3 showing of it again. So mid-July. But here's my thing. I think it's actually another year away.
Okay.
Like 2023. Like I think something ends up getting... It gets pushed again.
Okay.
Square's weird.
Square's weird. I think we've seen too much of it to get pushed that far.
I think we've seen too much of it, which is why it gets pushed that far.
Okay. Fair argument. Ghostwire Tokyo is...
in development hell. Who cares?
Yeah, it's saying 2022. I think the earliest we see it is spring of 2023.
And they've changed creative leads like three times, haven't they? Because what's her name's gone now?
Yep. GTA 5, we don't really care about.
Surprised it's taking as long as it is to come out.
Yeah. Alan Wake is supposedly the fall.
Here's the thing with that. That actually could be real. The reason that could be real, but it would be like a late November title. It'd almost be like a Black Friday-ish like timing of a title.
Uh-huh.
The only reason I think that one is potentially real is because it's Remedy.
Mm-hmm.
After Control, they haven't done anything. This would be what they would have started working on other than the Control DLC, which has been two, three years now.
And this is just a remaster.
And this is just a remaster, but they also did the Alan Wake DLC in Control. So they already might have some idea. So it's not on that one where it's a risk. It easily could be in November for me.
Yeah.
It's a solid October 31st game, though.
Rainbow Six Extraction.
That should be October, technically, because I think that's when it got delayed to, because it was the end. Yeah. It was supposed to be end of September.
If it gets delayed again, that Ubisoft needs to like
just stop putting dates on it.
Yeah, they should just stop.
just everything. Just stop.
Notice that we didn't see Far Cry, and we're like, that's October 6th.
Far Cry's a month away.
What? They do this weird shit sometimes where they just stop marketing games. Like Watch Dogs. They just didn't market it.
Well, the funny thing is that they're going to do... Because Riders Republic is like around the same... Like they have to do... Isn't Riders Republic supposed to be September?
I don't even know anymore.
Riders Republic, Rainbow Six, and Far Cry are all like right around each other, so they have to be careful about how they want to do it. But remember how weird it was last year with Watch Dogs Legion?
Yeah.
Where it was... They were spamming the one game.
Yeah.
Whatever it was. No, what
it was Assassin's Creed, wasn't it?
Yeah. And then a week later, Watch Dogs was coming out, and then they just tried to cram all their advertising into a week.
Yeah.
So then you saw nothing, and then Assassin's Creed came out, and they went... Holy shit, have you heard about Watch Dogs? It's the same thing is going to happen.
I don't understand, like, who's... Like, I just don't understand. First off, you're shooting yourself in the foot in that war regard, and you're also shooting yourself in the foot with your streaming server... You're not streaming, your subscription service. Because, like, I'm not going to buy these games. I'm just going to subscribe for 2 months.
Don't tell them my secret.
Play the fucking games and walk away. Spread them out throughout the year. Like, stop. And this aversion to releasing games in the summer just kills me.
I mean, Riders Republic is the one where it's like whatever, because obviously that you could drop, you could, that honestly what it should be is it should be like a Far Cry, 2 weeks into Far Cry you drop a Riders style game where it's kind of just whatever, you don't need to like you don't need to be in it constantly to be progressing.
Yeah.
And then next month you drop Rainbow Six, the month after that you drop Assassin's Creed. Like you drop your, you give about a month window for your big story games to have their moment.
Yeah.
Well, what do I know? I work at a podcast that doesn't get listeners.
Forspoken. Who the fuck knows? Oh, my
God.
What?
Remember how I said I was getting, like, randomly, like, lightheaded?
Oh, Nate's dying.
It's the same thing. It's just, like, I don't know if it's just, like, a vertigo thing. Like, I turn too quick. And then I, like, could be. I kind of get, like, dizzy.
I had that issue recently. Where I've never had vertigo before, and then all of a sudden I got it randomly at work, and it was like
I don't even know what vertigo is, other than a bad U2 song.
I think it was a combination of being sick, and I drank like alcohol the night before. It was just like a combination of factors that just made me like
essentially weak. I didn't do any of that. The only thing I'm thinking is that it's just like I wasn't hydrated enough or something.
Maybe.
When I do like a quick turn, it's almost like a motion sickness thing where I do the quick turn and then it's like my eyes in my head do the whole cartoon thing where they're doing the my eyes just ping pong around and then they settle. Yeah. Anyway, what?
Do you care to...
Yeah, go for it. Speed through it.
Do you care to make a guess on when we'll see the remake of KOTOR?
Ooh. End of 2023, delayed into 2024.
If they showed us a fucking teaser of this game, and it doesn't come out until 2024...
That'd be pretty PlayStation.
I'm going to write some serious hate mail.
I'm just... Listen, I'm not here to make you like me. I'm here to tell you the truth.
You know what? I think you just... wrote our podcast tagline.
Is that just that sentence? I'm not here to make you like me. I'm here to tell you the truth.
Yep. All right. Moving on to the short.
Man, all the things we've said, and that's the tagline. There's some things.
I mean, it oddly fits.
It does, but there are some things that we've said in our past where I don't know if that's the truth.
Well, it'll be definitely like, not make I'm not like here me. To make you like me. I'm here to tell you the truth, .. maybe.
It should just be .. yes, ..
maybe.
Yeah.
All right, now for the short shit.
Hell yeah.
MechWarrior 5 Mercenaries will be available for PlayStation 5 and PlayStation 4 on September 23rd.
Get in those mechs, shoot those people.
Exactly.
I don't remember that's what MechWarrior is.
The infamous domain was updated at the end of August, which brought some speculation of an appearance at the PlayStation event this week. That didn't come true, but interesting idea. Kind of forget that the Infamous franchise exists. That would be a good remaster game, I feel like.
It'd be a good remaster, but I think, hot take here, don't remaster it, remake it.
That's I like that take, though.
Starting with one and pretend that the third one doesn't exist.
Which one's the third one?
The one that launched with...
Second Son?
Yeah.
I like that one.
No.
First Light?
Was First Light the DLC?
Yeah. Standalone DLC. Second Son was the full game.
I'm talking the one in Seattle. The one that's not Cole.
The one with Troy Baker?
Maybe. It's the one that launched with the PS4.
Yeah, that's Second Son.
Yeah, because there was Infamous 1, then 2, then Second Son?
Yep.
Yeah, don't touch Second Son for a while. It wasn't that good of a game.
I like Second Son.
1 and 2 were better. I'm sorry, do you want to have this fight?
I mean, storyline or, like, gameplay?
Gameplay. And definitely storyline.
Now I'm really confused. Storyline, I would agree. Gameplay.
I like the gameplay in one.
Yeah, but like I think Second Son is just better because
I think Second Son has more variety, but I think it was still jank because it was the beginning of a con. It's one of those ones where they were trying to do too much and they just needed to not.
That might be the case. I mean, I have a terrible memory and I don't remember.
Do you remember the spray painting? You turned the controller on its side.
Yeah, and then you shake the can.
Yeah, you had to jerk off the controller. And then, oh, fuck that, dude. No.
You haven't played the Ghost of Tsushima DLC.
No, I haven't.
Okay.
No, because that's the other thing. That's what I should really put on my console. I should buy the upgrade and do that.
Yes, you should.
Because then I get the 4K PS5 beauty.
And
I'll completely forget how I played Ghost of Tsushima.
I can't wait to have you do the fucking Sanctuaries with the controller.
Oh, I hate my life. I hate motion controlling.
The
only thing that motion controls have been great on, two things. Both Nintendo products. The Wii and the Switch.
Nintendo.
That's Matt choking on his hubris.
Oh. According to an EA job listing for a technical director for Mass Effect 5, BioWare might be considering using Unreal Engine 5 for the next Mass Effect.
Ooh, I got an idea. Hire me and I'll tell you to cancel the game.
Oh my god.
I'll be saving some money right now.
Oh my god, I love Mass Effect.
That's fine. But we don't love BioWare in its current state.
Alright, so I guess we don't like Blizzard in its current state. We canceling WoW?
No, but we can cancel Diablo Immortal and move on.
Oh, yeah, I see how it is.
No, WoW is still going.
Not my WoW! Talking about...
Did you just not my WoW me?
Yeah.
No, if anything, we're canceling things that don't exist yet. Mass Effect 5 doesn't exist yet. We've seen one screen grab and people went, "That's Mass Effect."
Oh, but it's Liara.
And then we saw Diablo Immortal, which is supposed to be a reskin of another game. And by the way, isn't going to exist this year.
Yeah, they should bail on that for sure. Mass Effect.
Where's
though,
Overwatch 2? Don't get. You brought up Blizzard and I'm angry.
WoW
is like the one saving grace currently, and that's saying something when it's bleeding people.
The second Halo Infinite multiplayer preview test. Wow, what the fuck? The second Halo Infinite multiplayer preview is scheduled to be available on September 24th. Fans can register for a Halo Insider profile before. Okay, I said that wrong. Fans who register for a Halo Insider profile before September 13 are eligible to be selected.
Cool.
Yeah.
Not doing it.
Yeah. I thought initially, I was like, you were definitely in if you did it. Then I saw the selected part. I'm like, you son of a bitch.
I'm still like scared of this game.
I've become an angry old man and I'm scared of every game.
Welcome to the dark side, Matt. We have cookies.
Do you, though? My mom made cookies. Ooh, destroyed those bags. She brought over two of the big gallon Ziploc bags.
I'm more annoyed that you have a delicious bread loaf to go home to.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm probably not going to eat it because like apples just taste terrible to me now.
Oh, okay. Well, then.
And bread. That's so soul crushing. Especially like mass produced bread. There's something they use, or maybe it's like the type of yeast they use, but there's something in it that's just like
flour, even certain flour. Who knows? It is interesting. That being said, I'd still marry that woman. Anyway, while we're here,
yeah,
It's been 7 days. What you been up to?
What have I been up to?
All right, then.
I played a little bit of Ghost of Tsushima Legends.
Oh, okay. So you did try the multiplayer thing?
Yeah. I actually liked it. It's pretty cool. What else did I play? God of War. Downloaded God of War again and just wanted to see what it looked like, how it played. Good. Watched Black Dynamite.
Dude, such a good movie.
Really good movie. It's on HBO Max for if you haven't seen it. It's really good.
So good.
Dynamite. That's about it, I think.
The old birthday candle trick. Just when you think it's out, it's still going. That's the line O'Leary says when he shoots
it. I know. It just makes no sense.
Neither does the pie in the windowsill trick.
I know. But he says it with such like conviction that I'm just like, what?
That's the part. The only line I can't repeat in that movie with the correct delivery. The only line is the wink and a smile moment. Because it's so funny to me in my head that I can't do the straight face. I am smiling.
Yeah.
Just every time I can't do it.
Yeah, that's it for games. I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to be playing going forward. Probably more Legends and then play it by ear from there.
I mean, you got Far Cry in a month.
Yeah, Far Cry in a month.
Deathloop next week.
Yep. Isn't New World coming out sometime soon?
Next week. Or next not week. Next week.
I might dabble
end of the month. 28th.
Okay. I might dabble in New World when that comes out.
Interesting,
but
I'll be curious if you do.
Yeah,
I'm MMO curious.
Yeah, I read online that it's not like multiplayer. It's how do I want to describe it? It's not like friend friendly.
That's probably true
because you can't share. It doesn't have like the quality of life stuff. You can't share quests. There's some random stuff and there's no like starter zones. It like just drops you in random places.
Yeah. And
which I kind of like that idea because then like you get the fun of trying to get to each other.
Oh yeah. Yeah. The old, all right. So where are you? Oh, great. All right, here we go. Three hours.
I'm by the little penis shaped island.
Yeah. I'm by the one that looks like Mickey Mouse. I can't.
This Mickey Mouse or this one?
Yeah. Give me the one on the left or the one on the right? No, the one on the top. What to you looks like Mickey Mouse on the top? Matt and I's navigation, by the way, in games, amazing. And terrible. Funny thing just about like MMOs in general.
Mm-hmm.
Prime Rewards right now.
Yeah.
Has Guild Wars 2 stuff in it.
There was.
And I was like, that's interesting.
I think there was a recent expansion.
There was. It was that Frost Ice Dragon thing looking.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, weird. And a bunch of people are still playing Final Fantasy. A bunch of WoW people.
Yep.
And there's a Final Fantasy expansion coming this month?
Final Fantasy.
This month or next
month? Hot in the streets.
Yeah. Doing its thing. All Final and Fantasy, like.
Mm-hmm. What have you been up to?
I've been up to the thing called WoW. Just listen to the rhythm of your heart.
7 out of 10. Heroic, I hear.
7 out of 10 in Heroic. Three more to go.
I pay attention.
3 more to go. The last 3, specifically. Because in theory, it could have been 7 out of 10, but I skipped around. But no, it's 7 out of 10 in order. So it's Fatescribe, Rokhalo, Kel'Thuzad, and Sylvanas. My final 3 I need to kill.
Get it done.
I think
to Mythic.
I'm pretty sure I can. Well, let's pump those brakes.
No, I'm pumping the gas.
The mythic thing. We'll see. I don't know how I would do that currently.
All right. So here's the
deal. I currently literally don't know how I would do that.
Here's the deal.
Okay.
Let me tell you, sir.
Other than that, it's basically been the show. That's all. Just game update.
If, theoretically, you end up doing the last boss, Sylvanas, with the guild that you've been doing most of the heroic stuff with.
Yes, the guild from Arthas, yeah.
You will casually drop. So when are you doing Mythic?
I know when they do Mythic, though. They do it Tuesday, Thursday.
And it'll just be like a casual, like, hey, I'm interested. And so, they'll be like, if we have a free spot, we'll invite you.
But that's, again, this goes back to there's issues with how the game works.
Oh, yeah, because of the fucking Hall of Fame.
The Hall of Fame isn't full, and they're on a different server.
This is why Alliance sucks, okay?
Yeah. No, it is. Alliance does suck. Bunch of losers over there. That being said, if I could, I'd be a Kul'tiran Druid because they have the best forms. I just want to be a bone chicken.
Yeah. I mean, that's fair. That's who wouldn't want to be that?
Exactly. Or that sweet swim form.
Yeah, that like undead, like
walrus
seal
thing.
Walrus thing.
Yeah.
Walrus. Definitely walrus. I don't know. It's not seal, duh.
You moron.
You know, it'd be cool if it wasn't a walrus, it was a manatee.
A what?
A manatee.
There you go. A few extra T's in there.
I like tea.
So there's that issue.
Mm-hmm.
So if that was full and I was able to cross realm raid Mythic, then that conversation could happen.
Mm.
Because that conversation can't currently happen, I'd be stuck going on my server, and I don't know those guilds on my server.
What a weird predicament.
So there's a little... There's a game to be played there with how does this all work. All
right, so what I want you to do, we're going to pull up the list of your server's top X amount of guilds.
WoW progress would be the way to look. I think
we're going to count.
I think there's 12 guilds on our server that have killed it on Mythic, the whole raid. I think
just 12?
Yeah. There's a bunch that are like 9 out of 10, but I think there's only 12.
That's way less than I anticipated, to be honest with you. I have no frame of reference. I was just assuming it would be like, I don't know, fucking 100 or something. I mean, is it really that hard? Ridiculous.
5.
There's 5.
On my server.
Jesus.
One of them... One of them is World 36.
How many that have done 50%?
Fifty percent or higher.
Okay. What's the 37th guild? That's the one.
The Drunken Elk.
I like it. We're gonna message them and be like, hey,
the guild right below them?
Dad bod, that's a good one too though.
The number one guild on the server currently? Vodka.
It'd be even better if it was cranberry and vodka. I don't know why. But
so yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Cool beans. We gotta keep pumping that WoW gas. Just gotta keep
Matt's out here trying to gas me up.
Yep.
I like it though.
You know? Gotta support your friends.
Oh, and did I tell you I got rejected obviously from the
Yeah. Okay. You told me. I don't know if you told the podcast.
I think I did. Because obviously no shit.
I mean that was And that's obvious.
Yeah. But I get to drop it and that's obvious in a podcast. Love it.
But, you know, it was worth the fun and effort of it. And
yeah, it was worth the joke.
Yeah. I mean, if you...
If I got accepted, I'd have more questions, honestly.
And you'd have that... That would be such an obscene story. It'd be
moronic. It'd be such a good story, but it'd also be like, are you guys okay?
Yeah.
Why am I here?
I mean... I don't know.
But yeah,
we'll I don't want to gas you up too much. I mean, we gotta keep it in check here.
Yeah, Eagles gotta fit in the house still.
Yeah, yeah.
I gotta be able to walk through doors.
This office is only so big.
Yeah, I can only suffocate Matt so much.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. That's all I got. I don't have anything else exciting going on. All
right, neither do I. So we'll see you guys in 7 days. Bye-bye.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like, worry of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.